USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Memorial Day weekend price index showed leisure-related prices up about 4.3% since the last year of President Trump's term. Reuters is reporting prices are expected to keep rising this summer as the consumer price index for inflation continues to expand. Car and truck rental prices are up 45%. Restaurants, barbershops, fresh vegetables, durables, and hot dogs will now cost you more. Former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said Sunday that accidental lab leaks happen all the time, as people are concerned regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Gottlieb expressed concerns about safety protocols at research labs in the United States and abroad during a TV appearance. A stunning spectacle was witnessed in the sky over Bangalore on Monday when a rainbow formed a halo around the sun. Local residents witnessed the atmospheric phenomenon surrounding the sun in the southern Indian city. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reporting airline passengers are becoming more confrontational. Jeremy Scott.
The FAA says there have been roughly 2,500 reports of unruly passengers on planes since the first of the year, mostly regarding the federal mask mandate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addressed the increase on CNN's State of the Union.
We have a set of rules in place to keep people safe, and I really hope that travelers will respect flight attendants, bus operators, workers, anybody who is simply doing their job.
The federal mask mandate remains in effect on planes, buses, and trains until September 13th.
U.S. commercial flight carriers are currently conducting about 5,600 passenger flights daily. Roughly 100,000 flights take off and land every day around the planet. If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you only have a few days to opt out of the experiment that leaves your personal privacy and security vulnerable. On June 8th, Amazon will automatically enroll the device in Amazon Sidewalk, giving your Wi-Fi to anybody passing by. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden on Sunday in Delaware reflects on his own military son's loss to those that have lost a loved one this Memorial Day.
Bo didn't die in the line of duty, but he was serving in the Delaware National Guard unit in Iraq for a year. That was one of the proudest things he did in his life. So thank you for allowing us to grieve together today. I know how much the loss hurts. I know the black hole that leaves in the middle of your chest. It feels like you may get sucked into it and not come out. Greetings like this and gatherings help. And while I know nothing I can say to ease the pain, I just know that each year it gets a little bit easier. And I promise you the day will come when the mention of the name of your son or daughter, husband, wife, they will in fact bring it, not a tear to your eye, but a smile to your lips. Folks, and I hope that day comes sooner than later.
The oldest man to climb Mount Everest is now an American. Dan Naraki reports.
A Chicago man has become the oldest American to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. 75-year-old Arthur Muir returned from the mountain on Sunday, making it to the summit earlier this month. A previous attempt in 2019 had to be called off after Muir suffered an ankle injury. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.